From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Bob Doty reporting. The United States, Iran, and five of the world powers say they've reached an understanding that will direct them toward achieving a comprehensive nuclear agreement within 3 months. Reading out a joint statement, EU Foreign Policy Chief Federica Mogherini says, quote, a decisive step, end quote, has been achieved. Secretary of State John Kerry tweeted that there was a deal to resolve major issues on nuclear programs. Back to work soon on a final deal. Kenyan officials say at least 70 students are dead after al-Shabaab militants attacked a university in eastern Kenya. Kenya's Interior Minister Joseph Nakarisi says another 79 students were injured in the assault Thursday on Garissa University College, about 370 kilometers east of Nairobi. He said 500 have been rescued, which would leave about 160 students unaccounted for. He said operations to clear out the attackers and find more students continue. Al-Shabaab claimed responsibility for the attack. Yemeni officials say Shiite Houthi rebels and their allies fought their way through the center of Aden Thursday and seized the presidential palace in the key southern port city. The rebels have been driving deeper into Aden in recent days while battling forces loyal to internationally backed President Abdurrabu Mansour Hadi, who fled Aden last week. The capture of Aden, the last remaining stronghold of those backing Mr. Hadi, would mark a setback for the Saudi-led coalition, which has been carrying out airstrikes for more than a week across Yemen. At a news conference in the Saudi capital, Riyadh, a Saudi defense official said he believes the situation in the city is relatively stable and calm. This is VOA News. A suicide bomber killed at least 17 people and wounded 50 others in Afghanistan's Eastern Coast province Thursday. Spokesman for the provincial governor told VOA that the bomber struck a rally being staged against alleged corrupt practices of the provincial government. A spokesman for the Taliban has said it has nothing to do with the Coast blast. At least 56 people are dead after a Russian trawler sank in the Sea of Okhotsk in Russia's Far East Wednesday. Emergency officials said 63 of 132 of the crew members on board the ship were rescued after the Dalny Vostok sank in icy waters near Russia's Kamchatka Peninsula. 13 people are still missing. Officials said that the ship sank in about 15 minutes and did not send a distress signal. The most seriously injured were being airlifted to the city of Magadan, about 250 kilometers to the north. At least 14 local fishing vessels and some 1,300 people were involved in the rescue operation, emergency services said. China's internet regulator has slammed Google for deciding to not recognize the agency's website safety checks following a security breach blamed on Beijing. The China Internet Network Information Center improperly certified false credentials for several Google domains, according to a blog post by the U.S.-based web giant. Those who visited the affected websites were vulnerable to so-called man-in-the-middle hacking attempts, which can be used to steal data and impersonate unsuspecting web users. Google's decision to no longer recognize the agency's safety verification process means those using Google Chrome, the world's most popular web browser, could receive a security warning when trying to visit websites approved by the China Internet Network Information Center. And U.S. televangelist Robert Shuler, who beamed his upbeat Christian messages on faith and personal success around the world to millions of people, died Thursday at 88. At his peak in the 1990s, Shuler's Hour of Power telecast had 20 million viewers in 180 countries. And again, the United States, Iran, and five other world powers say they've reached an understanding that will direct them toward achieving a comprehensive nuclear agreement within 3 months. Late word from the White House is that President Barack Obama will speak to the nation from the Rose Garden within the hour to provide more information about this. More on VOA News as details become available. I'm Bob Doty in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.